Hello and welcome back to Misfit Media, a podcast about queerness, disability, fatness and more, with a focus on personal experience, knowledge and intra-community topics. I'm your host Delta and my pronouns are they, them. Thanks for tuning in today. It's still Autism Acceptance Month, so in this episode I will be talking about some common autistic terms. But before we get into it, it's time for the
Post of the Week.
This week's post is by Shark Tizzy on Instagram. And it's just white text on a blue, purple, pink gradient. And the first slide says, no, everyone is not a little bit autistic. And the second slide says, and by saying that, it erases the trauma autistic children and adults go through, the daily struggles I have living with a disability, the effort we have to put in to have a voice in an holistic, focused world, the inequality we face living in an unaccommodated society, the joy we can experience during the good times. And yes, I agree. And the people who say this kind of stuff either don't understand what autism is, or they are autistic themselves and don't realize it, and think that the way that their brain works is the norm. And this is very true for every single, but everyone's a little whatever. It's always some kind of misunderstanding. This has been the
Post of the Week.
The first term you will often come across in conversations about autism is stimming. Stimming is short for self-stimulatory behavior. As it says in the name, it refers to autistic people stimulating ourselves, seeking out certain sensory stimulus like fidgeting, doing things with our hands, chewing things, looking at things, listening to certain things, smelling certain things, just any sort of sensory stimulus. Everyone does this to an extent, including autistic people, including neurotypical people, but autistic people do it to a much larger scale because we tend to be way more overwhelmed by sensory things, so that we need to restore balance so we can calm down. Stimming can help us focus. It can help us calm down. It can help us prevent meltdowns or shutdowns, which I will get into as well. It regulates us. Sometimes we stim because we are overstimulated, and other times we might stim because we are understimulated. The next term is special interest. A special interest is a very, very intense interest that an autistic person may have. It's not just a hobby. It's not just something we want to do, but it's often something we have to do also in order to self-regulate. We immerse ourselves into this interest. The next term is meltdown. Autistic meltdowns are outward responses to being overwhelmed and especially overstimulated. We have too much of usually sensory input, so we may start shouting, kicking, fighting, and so on. This is a very outward response to being overwhelmed. It has nothing to do with anger or rage. It is overwhelm, overstimulation. The next term is shutdown. Autistic shutdowns are a more inward response to overwhelm and overstimulation. When this happens, we withdraw. We are often unable to speak, unable to move a lot. We're not able to do much. In a way, it is dissociation from the whole situation. And it's important to say that neither meltdowns nor shutdowns are voluntary. The next term is autistic inertia. Autistic inertia refers to the trouble that a lot of autistic people have with starting and stopping tasks. This is because autistic people, a lot of the time, want to remain in the same state as they are now. If we sleep, we want to stay asleep. If we're in bed, we want to stay in bed. If we are immersed in a task, we want to stay immersed in that task. The next term is autistic burnout. Like any burnout, this refers to long-term exhaustion. But for autistic people, it often also means losing skills that we previously had, like self-regulation, like communication. And this often happens because we are held to neurotypical expectations that we can't fit. This often happens when people have been masking for so long that they can no longer take it. And this gets us into the next term, which is masking. This refers to hiding your autistic traits and acting as neurotypical as possible so that people from the outside most likely cannot tell that you are autistic. Masking only exists because of the ableist and neuronormative expectation that we have to act as neurotypical as possible. It's based on this idea that we are not normal autistic people, but that we are broken neurotypicals. And the last term is illistic, and this simply refers to someone who is not autistic. And this have been all the autistic terms I will go over today. And now it's time for the
Song of the Week.
This week's song is Farben neuer Tage by Luca M. Wefes. If you didn't understand any of that, I don't blame you, because this song has a German title and it is half German and half Italian. And it was one of the entries that Germany had for Eurovision, but it didn't win, so it won't be at Eurovision. But I really enjoy it. This guy has an amazing voice, especially when he goes high and Italian. So it will be going in the playlist. And
Song of the Week.
If you enjoyed this episode or even the entire podcast, please consider sharing it with a friend or on social media. You should also consider following Misfit Media on your preferred podcast platform, because that way you will never miss an episode again. For everything else, such as my social media, the Misfit Media Spotify playlist, sending me a voice message, sending me anonymous questions, or my email, all of that can be found in the link tree in the description of this episode. Thank you so much for listening, and until next time, be safe.